All right, Jake Schwartz here inside the Palestra press box with Sharif Jackson of tonight's voice report MVP, 25 points, 16 rebounds. I'll say about 16 rebounds. At least that's kind of what it felt like. 65-57, Roman defending its title Monday night against the winner of either Archbishop Ryan or Newman Goretti. And your thoughts on tonight's win?
Great. I mean, especially you got feeling coming out on that floor, having that team that beat you early in the year. I know I've already repeated this with the press count.
Yes,
but
you did.
But it's never had a little like this. You know, it's kind of this new feeling, being able to go out there for all those points.
I never got to actually see Roman at all this year among the teams in the Catholic League. I've seen every team, and I hadn't seen you all year, and you look fantastic. I must think that you probably put on 20 pounds of muscle, and you just couldn't be stopped tonight. Tell us about that.
Thank you.
Because I know you trained with your father.
Yeah,
we've mentioned hundreds of times your father was a standout, winning two Catholic League titles at Roman as well, and the work that he's doing with the Sixers behind the NBA. And now he's working as a professor at Roman, which is unbelievable. Now he can give his insight of journalism to future journalists like myself. I still think I'm a future journalist, but getting back to you were injured in that first game. What did Coach McDesney say to you before the game tonight?
Tonight, I feel like it's not a lot of speaking. It was a lot of mutual understanding, right? Coming into this game, losing it with me out and then me being on the floor. It's definitely, it wasn't a lot. I feel like a lot of trust involved. Definitely him trusting me to come out, get us that W. I know, of course, one guy can't get that W by themselves, but coming out, helping the team, making sure we take that win home.
So you're down you're down in the first. What was the mindset going into that second? You go on that 10-0 run.
I would say more defensively, stop the three, stop them from shooting the ball, but on offense, keep on attacking them, right? You know, especially during a game against Ryan, even though we lost that game, we'd be getting down by 20 and 5, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And then coming back and getting that like 26 to 22. Yeah. That happens a lot more times. People expect being really low and having that little moment at the beginning of the game where you feel like something's not right, something's going wrong. And it's just keep on playing hard, keep on attacking them on offense, and keep on solving on defense, and you'll get back in that game.
You're back in defending your title Monday night against either Ryan or Newman Goretti, two teams that you're very familiar with. We all know that if it were Newman, people would say this is a game of day 365. This is the game we wait for all year long. Does it matter who you play?
Ryan. I mean, I love playing Newman, right? The rivalry between two teams, especially getting that win.
The history you have with Carl Arrigale and your coach, Chris McDuffie, I certainly imagine. Sharif, congratulations on a big win. And let me tell you, it just seems that there's definitely unfinished business, but it just seems like Roman Catholic could be on their way to yet another PCL title. Congratulations.
Thank you.